and welcome to Bleed Geek episode, I don't even know what episode.
85.
It's not 85.
92.
It is episode 76.
76.
I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
The birthday guy. Hey, 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 my intro wasn't done.
Today is November 1st.
Woo!
Otherwise known as the day of Randy's birth.
The actual day, not just like a fake day that we're celebrating. Today is the day.
Is that like a dig at my birthday last 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
No, not at all. I'm just saying that today is my real birthday.
I was just kidding, because my birthday was on Saturday. Thank you, Roxanne and Les. Moving on.
Moving on.
For creating us, you know.
I get it.
They're your parents.
I know. They are my parents. Got some pretty kick-ass
parents. Maybe
we should
get them on the air. That was just a joke.
Probably not tech. Maybe we start our own, like, The Random Show.
The Random Show. It's been an interesting week.
His iPad stand. Totally multitasking. Sorry.
It's been an interesting week.
It's been an interesting week.
There was...
It's been an interesting month so far, too.
Yeah.
It's November. See what I did there?
Oh.
Oh, shit.
There's October was also interesting.
Not really. It's pretty boring.
I
haven't even brought up our show notes. Yeah, I'm going to wing it.
That's fine. You could just follow along.
Hey, guess what?
What?
This is the first Thursday of the month.
That's right.
Fowler's here.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing some movie shit, too.
Yeah?
Cheers to that.
Is that what's happening now?
That's what's happening. Follow my cue, Mike. Remember?
Yep.
So right now we're doing a little B-52.
Anyway. So.
Oh, way better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So there's some Google news this week.
Think. Oh, yeah.
So they were supposed to have an announcement, an event Friday. On Monday.
Monday.
But it was canceled.
I feel like it was so long ago.
It was canceled due to something you may have heard of called, formerly Hurricane Sandy, now Tropical Storm / Superstorm / Frankenstorm Sandy. What?
Nothing.
It was a hurricane for a while.
It was a hurricane, but not when it hit the coast.
Right.
It was just a superstorm. Superstorm.
Would it be called a tropical storm?
No, because we're not in the tropics. We're not even near
the
tropic.
But when they hit, like, Louisiana, they're still tropical storms.
Tropic of Cancer? Or is it the Capricorn that's on the north one?
I don't know, but I know that those are
the two. Fowler, do you know
your
geography?
No.
We'll go with Capricorn.
All right.
Because I don't like Cancer. Fowler doesn't like Cancer either.
Nope. Takes testicles away.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't think anybody likes
Singular.
Cancer.
Singular, not plural.
Well, from other people.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, more than one person.
Cancer's a bitch.
That's...
We'll go with that.
Anyway.
Moving on. Google.
So, instead of having a press release, they just announced it via their blog.
They're like, hey guys, we're awesome.
What did they announce?
Little new Nexus action. Nexus 10.
Nexus 10, built by Samsung.
Samsung. 10-inch tablet, competing with the iPad. I didn't catch the prices, though.
$399.
Seriously?
Yeah.
For a 16 gig?
For a 16 gig, yep.
Damn, that's cheap.
Yeah. The screen resolution is super good on it. Better than the iPad 3 and 4.
Wait, what'd you say?
The resolution is better.
Than what?
The iPad 3 and 4.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to tell me that's not what they're called? Because it's just called the iPad?
No, I just wanted to hear it again. That's all.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
No, it's like, I don't know, because if it's 1068, so it's 20. It's like, it's just a little bit better, but the pixel density is better. So, you know, they could tote that. So they announced a number of things. Obviously, the Nexus 10, which is a Samsung-made tablet. They announced the Nexus 4, which we all knew pretty much everything about, which was an LG phone. They're calling the Nexus 4, I think, to kind of keep with the number scheme, even though it's like a 4.8-inch screen or 4.7. I don't know the exact number, but it's more than 4.5. And then they did upgrade the Nexus 7 to this bigger sizes, 16 and 32, instead of 8 and 16. Is yours an 8 gig, or did you get the 16 gig?
No, it's 8 gig only.
Okay.
Which
what?
Is that me?
Yeah. I don't know who else it would be.
Sorry.
Oh,
that's us. I get it. I see what I did there. Yeah. I mean, That's the name of the game when you want to be first in line. I mean, you know prices are going to drop, things will get better.
Right.
But, yeah, now $200 gets you a 16-gig Nexus 7.
I think it's only $250 for the 32-gig.
Correct. So it's like they are... And they claim that they're selling 1 million a month right now.
Which seems pretty crazy.
That's so awesome.
But not crazy at the same time, because they're super cheap.
A million a month? Are you saying that's low? Because that's insane.
I didn't say it was low at all.
Yeah, you're talking... I hear it in your tone.
I thought it was higher than I had... Much higher than I had expected.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant.
I thought you were saying, like, oh, they're only doing 1 million.
No, like, I would... Apple sells
like 10 million a month.
Well, they do, but I would never have guessed that. And they announced 4.2 Jelly Bean. And you're thinking, Mike, well, 4.1 was Jelly Bean. I know, it doesn't make sense to me either. They're saving the Key Lime Pie for 5.0, I think I'm thinking.
That's, yeah.
Which kind of makes more sense.
It's still kind of, like, it makes sense, because really,
they should have done that to begin
number,
with.
The first number should be a new version, a new name. That's
right.
That's the way it should be straight up.
It's kind of like when they called the iPad 3 the iPad.
Exactly. Like,
it's like, what are you doing? Keep consistency.
Well, maybe this is their spot at finally going,
right. No, I agree. But it's just one of those things where it's like confusing the marketplace now, because...
Yeah, you gotta...
Do you have 4.1 or do you have 4.2?
You gotta eventually pull the trigger.
Right.
So, I mean, it's better now than... Like a year from now or whatever, you know, like when people get ingrained into it.
Have they announced, I didn't see, but did they announce any like when will you be able to get 4.2 on your Nexus 7? Do you know?
Mm-mm, they haven't said yet.
Okay.
I don't even know where my Nexus 7 is. Oh, it's over there.
You probably threw it away or something. Who knows?
Threw
what
it
you
on
did
the
with
ground.
It. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know how well the Nexus 10 will do. The biggest problem with the Nexus 4, though, is definitely that there's no LTE. You think that's weird?
That's weird.
They claimed to try to keep the price low and stuff, so that's why they did it, but really it's because they wanted to be able to sell it unlocked, and specifically Verizon will not work with them that way, and so they don't have LTE, which I think is funny because... Android fans were always laughing at the iPhone for not having LTE forever. You know?
It's true.
And neither does the Nexus 10, I believe. I think you can get a cellular version, but it'll only be 3G.
Correct. You just need to get an Android phone so you can free tether.
Right, just not the Nexus 4, apparently. But yeah, so they have their whole new Nexus line. Kind of.
So now they got the 4, 7, and the 10.
They're bringing the branding together. I like it.
It's the probably one of the smartest things that they've done.
Although I did see a funny article today on TechCrunch about their marketing material. Like, even though it's got, like, the Nexus 7 has a much better resolution than the new iPad mini, the, like, screenshots of it just look horrible on their own website. And they're like, really? This is, like, your biggest... fight against it. Like, you're cheaper and you have a better screen, like, you need to show that, not just whatever. Are you all right over there? We really can't. So anyway, so they also released their voice search for iOS, which is very similar to, a lot of people compare it to Siri, because it's pretty fast. It's kind of fun. I've been playing with it.
I'm sad that I haven't shared that video on our Facebook yet.
What video?
Siri's a bitch.
Oh, the things the Android fans say?
Shit Android fanatics say. If you haven't seen it, honestly, go look it up on YouTube.
We'll put it on our page.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
It'll be up by tonight.
I'll go right now.
So, but, yeah, so the search is pretty good. It's kind of like we played around. Did we play around with it on the Google one on the iPhone, though? That's what I was talking about. It's very similar to the one you have, because, well, do you have Google Now on your Nexus 7?
Not yet. Oh, come on. The new, okay.
Why? Like,
why
it's
don't
not
I
on
have
it?
No, it's available. I do not own it.
Like, it's an app you have to download?
Correct.
Okay, I believe it's that's why I meant why, not like... what the hell's the matter with you?
But it's crazy how quick it is. Like I know I've seen... Sorry. I'm sorry, Google Now. Stop. But it's like, okay, so on the count of three...
Oh, do you want me to do it too? Is that what you're saying?
Let's ask...
Oh, my battery's dying.
Let's ask who... No, what the temperature is in... Or give me your phone and I can do it, because then I can just talk to both of them. What button do I need to hit?
The one that says voice.
Okay.
I used it earlier to find the number for Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
We'll see what the temperature is in San Francisco.
Okay.
Or what's the temperature? I'll just ask, what's the temperature right now? How about that?
Okay.
Fair enough.
And then we'll all do shots.
What's the temperature right now?
It's 37 degrees in San Francisco right now.
Oh, it picked up a bunch of stuff that I said before. Because it's still recording. Shit.
Mine didn't even come up, though. Or it came with the temperature. It just didn't say anything, right?
No, sometimes it said. It talked.
Oh, I just didn't hear it. It's probably turned down. So, a lot of people, if you don't have Siri, maybe
what's
you have an iPhone 4. What's
the temperature in San Francisco right now?
Or, I think it works on the iPad, too.
It's picking up your talking.
So it's screwing it up?
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop talking.
Okay, let me go one more time.
Mike, we can't have dead air.
What's the temperature in San Francisco?
It's 62 degrees in San Francisco right now.
Siri beat him by like...
Well, it's Google Voice. It's Google.
This is
Siri.
Google?
I don't have Siri.
Oh, that's right.
That's what we were talking about.
Go fucking Google!
That's funny. So, anyway...
It was a pointless test, is what you're telling me.
Well, it's still interesting to see that... It works faster on my iOS.
You're killing me.
But.
Mate, if I had Google Now.
If you did have Google Now, which I don't know why you don't.
Oh, that's. I was going to look up and see.
Or you have Jelly Bean on your phone now, right?
Yeah, I have Jelly Bean on both.
Can't you get Google Now on that then?
Yes, I can. I've got Google Now.
Why don't you use it then?
Fuck, you're asking a lot of questions.
Ask
me tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Go team.
So, Windows, they had a week. Surface was released on Friday. A lot of people waited. The reviews have been mostly positive, especially for the hardware. People have thought that it was really good, and like, there's actually a GIF floating around of a guy trying to smash down the kickstand, and
it took
all of his weight on it to finally break it. It's pretty good. But everybody says the software is buggy. But at least that's something they can fix, whereas the hardware, once you buy it, you know, you're stuck with it, so... I guess it's the right model. I mean, you look at the Xbox and the software was... I mean, look at when that thing, the original, came out. Like, it was huge. It's like a PC, really.
Yep.
But I know they said they've sold 4 million upgrades to Windows 8 over the weekend, which seems like a really small number in retrospect.
That's...
Like, you think, like, that's on par with what Apple did, but given that Apple has, like, 2% of the share... You know, like, of computers in the world.
But you also have to think, like...
All the corporations that are not going to roll it out for years.
Exactly.
Right.
That's where I was going to go, right, Rick. I mean, I would say the large percentage of Windows... I mean, obviously, there's a large general population percentage of that. And, like, I think of, like, from my perspective, the gamer side. Like, I'm not going to upgrade to Windows 8 until there's at least a first service pack. And then corporations, a ton of, like, large companies, you don't stay current. You wait until it's a proven OS, you know? It's like,
right.
Like we've talked about before, like, security. And we'll have Windows 7 rolled out by the end of this coming year, 2013. So.
But still, it's a solid number. It is interesting to note, however, that Steve Ballmer didn't mention any number of Nexuses sold the first week, or not Nexuses, because that's Google, but Surfaces. So whether or not that's doing well, I don't know. I still don't get it, so it's fine. And they're also now being sued for their Live Tiles, saying that the Live Tiles are a ripoff. So that's...
What? Okay. Can I just go on the record and say, I am honestly sick of all of the lawsuits.
Patent trolls?
Yeah. Like, it's disgusting how
every little thing
it's getting. Like, I just saw...
Well, just
I'm
the
sure
Metro
I should
wording.
Look at what our show notes are, and I'm skipping ahead, maybe. But Apple, did you read about that patent that they just got granted from, like, 2008 for the map? Like, how to display a map on a smartphone.
Something. I saw it. I didn't put it in the notes because I didn't.
And, like, there's tons of people that are worried about Android phones now with how Google displays their maps. Like, with the pins and that kind of stuff. And it's like, how could it just... Like, obviously, when they applied for it, they were... 2008, that's one of the first smartphones out, right. So it semi-makes sense, but at the same time, how can you... That's like saying, I've got a patent on picture frames. Like, you can't put...
Do you? We could be rich.
I know, I'm gonna make one. Oh, shit, that's on air. All of a sudden, there's gonna be people applying for it before me.
Pictureframes.com? Gone.
Pictureframepatents.com. I'm registering that shit.
Right now.
Right now. I'm not.
So anyway, yeah, it is getting. That's why I just kind of mentioned it in passing, and I don't put a lot of it in our show notes anymore, because not only is it sucky to talk about a lot, but people are bored of it and don't care, I don't think, anymore.
It's disheartening.
Yeah. Except for the companies and their lawyers.
Right. Well, not even the companies. I think I'm probably sure they're sick of it. You think Tim Cook's like, cool, here's another lawsuit?
Well,
or Larry
probably.
Page?
I'm sure Tim Cook's like, because they've been doing good.
Served today?
They've been holding their own, at least.
Who,
like
Google, you mean?
Apple,
right.
Like, but I feel like Larry Page is like, F.
He probably really is.
Like, I'm sure he's just like, seriously, we've had enough of this.
Especially
and
hardware
really,
patents.
Like, that's what needs to change right now. Like,
whoever's... The patent system's broken.
The patent system needs to be updated because it's a complete cluster.
Do you think that's what politics are worried about right now, or are they worried about the election in a week?
No, they're worried about the election, which pisses me off. Like,
You know who's going to get my vote? The guy who's going to change the patent system.
Thank you. And the only thing I care about right now is healthcare and...
The economy.
Like,
and who
our
cares?
Budget. I don't know. I feel like I'm...
We don't talk about politics on our podcast.
Yeah, it starts a whole new thing.
If
you're looking for somebody to vote for, write in Randy Orvis. I'll change this shit up.
Patents and free internet.
Mike. You're on. You're VP.
Nice.
We're taking over the globe.
Nice. The globe?
The world.
Well, we're starting with America. Is that what the deal is? Okay. All right.
That's for our live viewers.
Speaking of the world.
Oh, that's Annie. Not Annie. Wait, which Annie is that, you think? Is that Annie, like Bruce and Annie? Or
mm-hmm.
is that Annie?
Yes, Bruce and Annie.
Oh, I assumed that was a different one. I'm sorry.
Moving on.
Annie Smith. That was Annie Johnson.
Are you freaking out right now?
No, I'm friends with two different Annies, and I just read it as, because I thought it was weird that Annie Johnson was joining our, because I'm like, I don't talk to you that often.
Anyway.
Go!
There's a superstorm, Sandy, which we mentioned.
We're talking about that right now?
We're going to
Are we done with tech news?
No.
Oh.
Do you want
to
skip
get
over
it,
that
I'm
for
gonna,
now?
No, I'm going to get into our...
Show notes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll get on the same
page.
I
just put Sandy in there. I don't know.
I work with a Sandy.
Anyway. Not even.
I'm just telling you. Jaren.
I was actually going to ask you, and maybe this is inappropriate timing, but all your family
yeah.
is safe, right?
Yeah. No. I mean, it was weird. I was telling Randy earlier, I was talking to my older brother on Monday
night.
He's in the city. And, you know, so I'm reading online about, like, cars floating down the street and house is on fire, so I call him up, and he's like, no, yeah, I was out and ran some errands today, just came
no
back to
deal.
Get some Chinese food. I'm like, what, the freaking Chinese place is open still for you? He's like, yeah.
Where,
so
he obviously doesn't live in Lower Manhattan.
No,
huh?
he's in Brooklyn.
From what I understand, that's where it got the worst.
Yeah, I was just reading pretty bad in Staten
I've never
Island.
Been to New York.
New Jersey's pretty bad.
New Jersey's the worst, I know
where
that.
I grew up on Long Island, all I've pretty much heard is that it's just power out, lots of trees down.
Yeah, the last stat I heard earlier today is there's still like 4.6 million people without power. But it has affected the tech news a lot. Gawker
are
is
Are you kidding
still
me?
Still down? What?
Wait, did you say it's not affected?
I said it has affected.
Oh.
Why don't we just calm that down a little bit? So, Gawker has gone down. So, Lifehacker, Gizmodo, Kotaku,
yep.
Deadspin, Jalopnik. They have like 8 sites,
yeah.
whatever. So
I'll say it again. Gizmodo.
Yeah, so they're still down, although they've moved to Tumblr pages for now. Squarespace finally went down.
I filled Matt in on that whole story.
They were
the Bucket Brigade. Is
they
funny.
Were carrying. They had backup generators upstairs, but what happened was where their gasoline was, it got flooded, and so it wasn't getting to the generator. And so they ended up like bringing a truck in and literally carrying buckets upstairs to keep it powered until this afternoon it finally went down. I haven't checked it since then, but I mean, but good on them to keep it going. BuzzFeed and Huffington Post both went down for a while, but I know BuzzFeed was only down for like 10 minutes and they had a backup in some other state. So, I know Fab has stopped shipping for at least a couple days cause they have, their warehouses are in New Jersey. Where the boardwalk I seen. It's not so crazy to think, okay, the boardwalk's on the ocean, I get it, the water destroyed it, but the fact that it stood for how long without this problem, and again, for anyone who doesn't think global warming is real.
Just the whole gas situation out there is great. I mean, that's the thing I've seen the most today. You know, like everyone on Facebook that I know
back. Gas prices going down.
Here
thank you, New York.
But you look there and it's just like, waiting in line for gas. Oh, crap. Waiting in line for gas. And everyone's got pictures.
Well, because everybody's trying to run generators and crap like that.
It's crazy.
Like, I mean, and it makes sense because truckers can't get in there. So, obviously, people don't. And it seems crazy to me, like with all the flooding, that water wouldn't get into all the storage tanks.
That's, yeah. I'm sure. But you think that happens around, like, anywhere, though. Anywhere there's a gas station, right?
I don't know. I'm not a gasologist. I'm just stating what I know.
It's gotta be.
You would think
capped,
but
right?
It's well. There's caps on them.
You like that? I did a motion when we're audio. Yeah.
But I mean, there's a get cap, obviously. But when there's 3 feet of water standing on top of it, you would still think that something would happen.
Yeah. So Sandy's been a huge deal, and of course, anyone we know living in the East Coast or in the area, we hope everyone's safe.
Honestly, it was crazy to me. Like I was like, I have one friend from Turntable who is in the New York area who works for Bloomberg. And it's like, is this storm really as serious as everybody's making it out to be? And then I was watching, there was a couple live cameras that you could watch from, like one of them was on
the one on the New York Times building?
No, the one from the torch of Lady Liberty. And it was like 5 hours before the hurricane officially hit. And like the camera's just like whipping back and forth. Rain's just pounding it. And he's like, yeah, it's...
I've seen a lot of time lapse
anymore. Like the only people I picture using payphones is crack dealers and hookers.
Right. Can you think of where you know where there is one?
I do know where there is one. The shitty gas station right over there.
The one that has the bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
But I mean, another interesting thing I saw with the storm was just the use of social media and Facebook. I don't know how I came across it, but somebody had put a page up for this one area that had been hit really bad. And it was just like, hey, I got a grandmother out there. She's old, can't get around much. Can you just go check her house if anyone reads this and is in the area? And there's just tons of messages like that, you know, and sometimes you'd have the response of, yeah, I went over there, we're okay. You know, for those people that can't communicate and couldn't reach, you know, with the lines down and...
Yeah, it's crazy, and it's good to see humanity working together.
That's kind of when it happens.
Yeah, it always like
you think of Katrina, you think of 9/11,
right?
You know, there's times where
there's a Papa Roach song, and you know, sad it took a war to bring us together, but it is what
it is. It's like, well, you could say that same thing about like when with family. Also, like, it takes, like, serious stuff to bring a family together sometimes. So.
But, yeah. It's definitely been crazy, and I'm sure everyone's seen it everywhere. Cause it's been all over the news.
Yeah. Yeah, but we already said it. It's, like, it does honestly affect. Sending out our
best wishes.
Best wishes and prayers to everybody out there. Because it's crazy. Like, I mean, it's hard to tell when you're not near it. It's hard to tell whether it's something that the media is just hyping up or if it's actually something that's legit.
I mean, I'm not out east anymore, but the fact that I'm reading about places that I know and I've been to makes it hit home more. Like, whereas Katrina was like...
Well, it's just like...
You see the videos, you see the...
Well, it's just like with 9/11, like, that never... I mean, it was a real, but, like, never really hit me until the bridge fell. And then that was when made 9/11 feel real. Like, just because being in something like that, like...
You guys have all this cool stuff. I got shit. Mike experienced it for me, but yeah. I still don't feel it. He's like rescuing kids and dogs and cats and whatnot.
There were no animals.
Three cats and a mouse. I saw it.
Maybe
it
was on TV. But
a gerbil and a gerbil ball.
But yeah.
And a gerbil and a test tube.
But it's just one of those crazy things where it's like it really opened, like, and even like obviously being there, and then just like I went home and it just was like obsessed with the news about it after. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just it's crazy. But definitely surreal. I mean, even for the people there, it's got to be just like, and I start to think about weird stuff. Like, I'm sure most people are understanding and whatnot, but like, you're out of work for 3 days because you can't even get out of your house. Like, how are you, like, some people are paycheck to paycheck. Like, I started thinking about stuff like that. Like, so are the, like, the landlords understanding then? Because obviously it's happening to every, you know, like, where to, like, do things start falling apart? I mean, that's a lot more realistic and pretty in-depth. But, you know, like, you start thinking about stuff like that. And
you tell us when to do it.
And it's just crazy.
Crazy.
Anyway, anything else you want to say about Sandy before we get out of the...
She's a bitch.
Serious note we have. Serious.
What?
That she is.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Igmi? I don't even know what that
Igmi
means.
Igmi and Atman.
We'll just rock. We'll just roll with it.
Next
story.
So, Apple.
Why do we have to talk about Apple?
There's a shakeup in the executive branch.
Good riddance.
Scott Forstall is essentially being
kicked
out.
As soon as Steve Jobs leaves, Apple's going down.
Again, the video will be up later.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Did you put it up yet?
No.
You're totally like, I'm doing it right now.
I know. I suck.
That is not nearly what it said up there. So, Scott Forstall is out. He was in charge of iOS. They're divvying up his position. Johnny Ive is taking over human interface design.
Say Johnny
Ive.
Isn't there a poker player that's similar to that? Johnny...
There's Phil Ivey, and there's Johnny Nguyen.
Eddie Q is taking over both Siri and Maps. The guy, I can't think of his name, who does the OS X desktop software is now taking over iOS software, both. And Bob Mansfield is staying on and taking over a new division called Technologies. It's pretty crazy stuff. Basically, apparently there's been a lot of contention with him for a while. And I don't know. Apparently, he's just getting out because he wouldn't sign off on the maps. He wouldn't put his name on it. That's what they said the final straw was, because he wouldn't sign the apology letter. So Tim Cook.
I'm still waiting.
For what?
For Apple to have their full page.
It's been
apology.
Up.
But they're making... Did you see that they're making...
But now they had to rewrite it, yeah.
Oh, it makes me laugh inside and outside.
Okay.
Come on. How is that not funny? A literal, like, public apology on a competitor's website. Tell me that's not funny. Yeah. You'd be like, if Google had to write an apology on Apple's website, you'd be like, oh...
Well, they'd be writing it on their own website. That's exactly what I would be
That's
like.
That's what you'd be doing.
And in other news. See what I did there?
Nice segue.
Yeah.
They also delayed iTunes 11 until
November,
which it is now, but it was supposed to be
You think it's
going to
be more lightweight for us Windows users?
Hopefully it's lightweight for everybody.
Gosh, what a freaking slug.
Really,
that
they
thing
need
is.
To divvy it up. Neither here nor there. It's delayed, which came out at. It's funny because when Zynga laid off their employees during the Apple announcement, it was similar to that. They put it out when there was some big other news that we're going to get to a little bit later, and I'll bring it up then, but it's funny to me. Kickstarter officially launched in the UK, so all you Englandites, they just call them English people, I bet.
Or Brits.
Brits, can now kickstart your hearts, if you will. We talked about Boxy a week or two ago. Again, if anyone wants to get me one, feel free.
Boxy Box.
They officially launched today, apparently exclusively at Walmart, which seems crazy. Right now, if you buy it, you get the three months
3G.
For free of the unlimited
Boxy Box,
whatever it is. And then after that, instead of being $15, it'll only be $10 a month if you buy it during the holiday season this year. However, it is limited. The unlimited streaming is only available in like 10 markets. So you could still go buy one, but I don't know how much good it would do. And they announced some more apps. It'll have Spotify, and that was the biggest one that they added that they didn't technically say before. And I'm sure they're working on more. And in my last bit of tech news, although it's video game news, but it's still tech news. Halo 4 comes out on Tuesday.
Pre-orders.
But the reviews were must have been embargoed today because I saw a bunch of them. They have been phenomenal. 9.5 out of 10 by Polygon. 9.8 out of 10 on IGN.
Does that seem crazy? Like that?
Like everyone?
Brand like Halo can continue keeping.
Well, that's what everyone, like, no one thought it would do well, especially being as how it's not Bungie making anymore. It's this 434 Studios that they haven't put anything out yet, and they're
kind of created for this
though, right, so. And they're saying that not only is it the best Halo game made, but it's easily the best Xbox game this year and possibly the best console game out this year. Like, the reviews have just been
I'm excited
phenomenal wonderful.
So
phenomenal is way better than
like I was interested said. Before, but now I'm like,
you're gonna very buy interested. It?
I might. You wanna come play it?
No, you're not gonna buy it. Why when not? Was the last time you played Xbox?
Like a week ago, I played Halo 3.
Bullshit.
No, it's true.
When was the last time you played before that?
A while ago.
Fuck out of here. I played like 2 weeks ago. Been tearing that shit up.
Halo?
No, I don't play Halo because I'm the guy that's stuck in the corner looking at the ceiling.
Okay.
That's a lie. I beat Andrew once on PlayStation 3 playing Call of Duty.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently...
That was funny to me.
Apparently, they took a lot of Call of Duty type stuff and put it into Halo. Like multiplayer is more of a point system, so that it's not just solely your kill-to-death ratio, apparently. They took, like, kind of a Call of Duty-esque style on that.
What time did we start podcasting?
Like, 9:45, 8:45 okay. or something.
Go team.
What time is it now?
9:15.
So it wasn't
we started a little bit late.
It's okay.
But that's all the real news I have. Do you have any other tech news, Randy? Do you know what a tech news is?
Hey. I'm getting excited for... They've had some new commercials out for the new Call of Duty Black Ops. You should check it out. It's super funny. Like, it's like you know how they... The only thing I can remember is FPS Russia. It's similar to that, like where it was kind of funny. But the guy that does FPS Russia, he's in it.
That's awesome.
So it's super funny. But it's like, yeah, I'll post it on our Facebook page.
Did you post that other video on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got that shit under control.
Good job.
What other things?
Follow that, like Samsung War, Mobile USA. Really?
War Z. Daisy. Where is it? War Z. Which one is it? War Z. War Z. The beta officially came out yesterday. Zombie game. Zombie MMO. What are you pointing at? Somebody talking in chat?
Yeah, I was pointing at it.
Oh, I'm not there right now. So, patch came out. They opened up the map a lot before it was only like a third of the
way. Did they delete everything?
Nope, not yet. That is, the full wipe is coming. And
I thought it was going to happen on the 31st.
No, I think that's going to happen when the full game is released to the public.
So hold on to your stuff for now, kids.
If you're in the game right now, just go on a shooting spree. That's what I did. It worked out horribly for me, but you can't win them all.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did. I told Mike. So I'll give my first, like, so I've been playing the game pretty legitly. Like, I just want to be a survivor in the game. And I'm running through the map. It was at night in the map, and it was dark here, and I had all the lights turned off, and I'm running, and I look, like, I always look around just to make sure somebody's not creeping on me. And I see a guy running the opposite direction of me, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, we'll just let him go. And then I looked again, and he had a assault rifle strapped to his back. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy didn't see me. I'm totally going to creep up on him and beat him with my baseball bat. So I'm like, but you only get like so much running power. You don't have infinite running. So I'm like running up to him, and my guy is running out of breath. And I'm like, damn it. What do I do? Because he was getting close to a safe zone. And I'm like, I've got two options. I run out of breath and I try killing him. If I kill him, awesome. But my guy will run out of breath, and he could easily run away from me, and I would be screwed because he's got this assault rifle. So whatever. So I'm running, catching up to him, and I'm like my face, I wish I had a camera on me because it was just like this insta perma grin just like plastered on my face. And I'm like, oh my God, like my heart starts pounding. Like it felt like an actual, like you get very sucked into the game. So I take out my baseball bat and I run up to him and I go, whack, whack, take two shots. And he starts running away. And I was like, oh no. And he like kept on running and I'm like, oh my God, I might pull this off still. He pulls out his gun, turns around as he's like 10 feet in front of me, pow, 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 and I die. And, and like I just sat in my chair and my heart, like I could hear nothing else but thoom, 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 like just nothing but pure adrenaline rushing through me. And I was like, damn it. So I lost a bunch of stuff that night. And then me and Eben played last night, two nights ago, and I lost a bunch of crap. But I don't really care at this point.
It's going to get wiped anyway.
Yeah. So right now I'm just playing the game just to play the game. So
that's that, Mattress Man?
Mattress Man?
That's what I said, yeah.
Why am I Mattress Man? Are you kidding me right now, Randy? I saw that look.
Oh, I just wondered how far I wanted to get into it. That's all. I had to judge for a second, like, do I keep going? Do I stop? Just let it go. No reason. It's just a saying.
You're fucking killing me right now. Is it just a saying or did I make some comment?
No, it's just a saying.
What the hell does that mean?
What the hell does what mean?
Mattress Man.
It just means that, do you know what I'm talking about? No, okay. Nothing. Say it doesn't mean anything.
Say it.
It's from a movie.
What movie?
Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, that sounds like a chick flick. Cool on you, bro.
No.
Adam Sandler?
Nope. What does it mean? You might as well tell us.
It doesn't mean anything.
Bullshit,
he just says, that's that, Mattress Man. So that's what
that supposed to mean? I don't even know. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing?
Take it how you want. It means it's your birthday.
Is it a birthday joke?
Yeah. Shelby wanted us to do shots to Master Chief a while ago. That's why I pointed at chat.
Oh.
Because you had told her it was up to her.
It was.
That's why
I pointed. Is now a good time, Shelby? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, you're doing the big one?
They're the same. One's
yeah, buddy.
Thinner.
To
so Matt, movies.
It's friends.
Master Chief, I thought. That's
to Master Chief. To Master Chief.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll switch on over to the movie category since first of the month. October was
actually the first of the month.
It is.
Not just the first Thursday.
First Thursday, yeah. It's both.
It's literally the first.
That's right.
What? So October was a alright month for movies.
This is such bad news.
Did you see Cloud Atlas?
I did.
Was it good? I heard that the story was too big. They tried to do too much. That's what I heard.
There's that.
I just skipped right ahead on you.
That's alright.
Let's go on in alphabetical order.
I went in. I guess my expectations had been kind of raised because I'd been reading a lot of really good reviews.
By the Wachowski siblings?
Yep, and also the person who directed Run Lola Run. I forget their name.
Ben Affleck.
No. We'll get to him in a little bit. But, yeah, it's a very ambitious movie. It takes a lot of chances. It's very unique.
Is it long?
Yes, it's nearly 3 hours. And it has to be because it's got six different timelines going on.
But they're the same. Like, Tom Hanks, not Cruise, and Halle Berry, like they're in it, but they play multiple
so
characters,
yeah,
right?
All the main roles are played by the same set of actors, but at the same time, you know, as you're moving through these different storylines, so you have, like, future post-apocalyptic world where everything's gone to crap.
Zombies.
Then you have, like, futuristic Korea. And modern day England and 70s in San Francisco. And then within each of these settings, you're using the same actors, but they're playing different roles and they're playing different genders. They're playing different races. You know, so you have like, I think there's one point where Halle Berry's playing an old Asian guy. And
really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
The one that really bugged me was like Hugo Weaving, because you know Hugo Weaving's voice. So when he steps into a role, you just know it's him. So when he suddenly has on makeup to make himself look like an Asian guy, it's like...
Or what if he was V for Vendetta?
Or the other one was when he plays like an old British mate or a nurse in an old people's home, and you're suddenly like, oh, I know that's Hugo Weaving in drag. So it kind of takes you out of the movie. And it wasn't necessary to have these people playing the same roles. It wasn't like each role really fed into the other versions. I think it was more just kind of a creative thing to do. So,
if you were to give it a rating out of 5 popcorn buckets, 3 popcorn buckets, 2.5?
2.5 to 3. I'm still up in the air.
Randy's certainly not going to go see it then.
Bullshit. Yeah, going to see that thing tomorrow.
What?
I don't even know.
And then one that I had come in excited for, we talked a little bit about at the beginning of the month, was Taken 2, which just sucked.
See, I told you.
Well, it's the reason you...
I don't know how...
Rewind, no.
Let's
the
rewind
reason,
the films
The
here.
Reason that you
We're
were...
let's rewind the tapes.
The reason you didn't think it was going to be well or good was because you were thinking of, oh, it's just kind of the same thing that Liam Neeson has done.
I'm going to stick with that. It's the exact same movie.
It's Liam Neeson
and here's the
being
thing, though,
Liam Neeson.
But if it had been done well, I could have still enjoyed the movie. If it had been Liam Neeson actually running around kicking ass and taking names, I would have enjoyed
the crap
out of it.
He's not a kicking ass guy. He's like a little stick figure. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't think Liam
Rambo.
Neeson is a stick figure.
He's not
Tobey Maguire.
I mean, go watch Taken and tell me when he's on the phone. You're not just
he's
like,
not,
holy
he's
shit,
not,
that guy
he's
can
not,
do
is it because somebody
stuff.
Is going to ruin
Dwayne,
his Batman?
He's not a Dwayne Johnson. See what I did there?
The Rock.
Pulled his real name out.
Good job.
He's not a Bruce Wayne. He's not a
The reason Taken
Arnold.
2 sucks.
He's not a Rambo.
I think you already been there.
Sylvester Stallone.
We're kind of just repeating things now.
I know.
But no, the reason the movie sucks is because it's poorly made.
I'm sure they had a huge budget. Why would they do that?
Because they rush it. But the thing is, it still made a crap ton of money.
Yeah.
And they're already planning a third one.
Fair enough.
You know.
Fair enough. Wreck-It Ralph.
It was more of a cash grab. However, the movie of the month, and possibly one of the best of the year in my opinion,
I need to go see it,
is Argo. I absolutely love that movie. It's just... Ben Affleck has just been... kind of kicking ass recently when you look at
Ben Affleck.
Gone Baby Gone, The Town, both were excellent movies.
He's a good director.
He is. But the thing is, now with The Town and this one, you know, he's got the acting piece as well.
Like the time he was in Daredevil and he was really good? That was a joke. He was
Daredevil director's cut better than Daredevil theatrical version.
Doesn't matter. He's not a good blind person. So anyway, if you were to give Argo a rating.
Argo?
4.5?
4.5 or 5.
Really?
I could go as high
better
as
than
on
Batman.
It.
Mike, I give the Avengers better than Batman. Get
yeah.
the F out of here.
I think it's better than the Dark Knight Rises.
I don't have it better than
the Avengers.
Hey guys,
what?
I've recently watched the Avengers within the last 2 weeks. I'm gonna say Avengers was way better than Batman.
Nobody asked you,
but motherfucker, I'm out. No, really,
I get it.
They had action. They had a little romance, and they had awesome comedy mixed into all of that action. If Batman had more one-liners, I'd have been like, hells yes. But they didn't. It was just all serious business. Which, it was still a good movie, but man, when Hulk was whipping around freaking
Loki by his
Loki, freaking awesome. Heard it here first.
Was Argo better than The Dark Knight?
If you might.
Than The Dark Knight? No.
Okay.
No.
I can be happy with that.
But it's a phenomenal movie. It's, you know, you always hear the cliche of, you know, edge of your seat thriller. I truly was sitting there just like gripping my armrest, wondering what's going to happen towards the end. And I even heard like people talking afterwards. Like,
did you go back and see Looper with the commentary in the theater? That'd be weird.
I do have to go and, I should download it to watch, you know, listen to when...
Did you say you're going
to
pirate something?
No. The director put the commentary online on, was it SoundCloud?
Instagram.
SoundCloud?
I'm just kidding, that's silly.
SoundCloud, is that a real
SoundCloud.
Thing?
SoundCloud, yeah, that's...
So he put the commentary up so you could download it and go to the movie theater and listen to the commentary while you're in the movie theater.
Yeah, that seems like a bunch of bullshit.
Right. Nothing like boosting sales, right?
Well, that's the thing,
it's weird, right? Why won't you just watch it when the DVD comes out?
Well, the thing, he
says it'll be different.
It'll be a different one, yeah. But... Yeah, so if you're going to go see a movie that's out right now, go see Argo. I highly recommend it. Then we can jump into the...
I can read what you're typing.
You're not in chat anymore.
I'm right there!
Shut your mouth!
The November previews. Couple ones that I'm excited for this month.
Wreck-It Ralph?
I will go see Wreck-It Ralph.
Take Owen with you. He needs to go see a movie. And we could all go.
I think it looks entertaining.
I'm not going to go see that with your kid. Anyway, it does look decent. It's supposedly...
And the review I read today...
The reviews have been really good. Yeah, like they say, it like takes a whole weird... I don't know. It's supposed to be good. Flight looks super good. You're going to not get there. We were talking about it last night.
But, yeah.
I think it looks... Robert Zemeckis.
The newer trailers have me more excited than the original one. The original one... Well, that's the thing.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's go over the list. Back to
the Future.
Love it. Love it.
Forrest Gump.
I'll be back in time.
Monster House.
Bam. Monster House?
Mm-hmm. I was just see that one in there. He really did that, though, I think.
Hobbit.
Yeah. It was animated.
Hobbit.
I don't know where the...
He's on a different level right now.
But... Hobbit.
Really, there's those two. There's another big one that I really like that I can't think
of. Castaway was good.
Yeah. Castaway was not good.
Yes, it was.
Are you
What's the other big
me?
One he did?
Do you want to debate
what is
this?
It?
I don't want to debate this right now.
Okay, move on. What else comes out this
Thank
week?
Thank you.
Then the one I put it on here, I'm not excited for it. The Man with the Iron Fist.
Okay, seriously, every trailer I see makes me want to see it more.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no
That's the guy that says, I always bring a gun to a knife fight.
Yeah.
I lo- like
directed by the RZA.
The RZA, he will not let that genre down.
It sucks.
That's the thing, though. It's not a genre that I'm into.
That genre honestly needs to go away for a few years. That's what needs to happen. Like, I just feel like they've got like every movie that's like the Asian like fight stuff is the same thing, just with different people in it, and it just
Matchstick Man. He's the executive producer.
Matchstick Men is awesome.
That was a good movie.
But you know what I mean?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Ooh, Jessica Rabbit.
Did he do that?
Yeah.
Let's see. Writer.
Jessica. Oh, I'll find. We'll do that. Google. Why am I doing that?
So anyway.
But yeah.
Hey, when does... Then hey, do you want to see something cool too? By the by? Check this
by
shit
the
out.
By. What?
Check that shit.
Oh, watch
out.
Your Incredible Hulk over there.
Check that shit.
Is that for you? Oh, that's crazy.
Right? You see that?
A little bit creepy, but very cool.
That's awesome.
So Randy is showing us the Google homepage, which is a birthday cake, and says happy birthday, Randy, when he hovers on it.
I made a screenshot of it on my computer this morning, but I never posted it anywhere. But Google, like, because I'm obviously
signed
on
in.
Google Plus and Gmail.
They know all his info, because that's what Google does.
So they have a custom homepage for me right now that's all birthday cakes, cupcakes, and the whatnots.
The whatnots.
Then, I was going to say, when does Seven Psychopaths come out?
That already came out.
It's out in theaters right now?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I did not.
Can we go see it?
Yeah, if you want. Let's go next weekend.
Okay. We're going to fix your car first.
Yeah, I
Wait,
know.
No, I'm going to be gone
know,
that
that's
weekend.
That's funny.
Fuck. Weekend after.
Yeah, if it's
we'll
still
fix
up.
Your car and then we'll...
Yeah.
Okay.
Deal.
But the following weekend, on the 9th, is when the new James Bond movie Skyfall comes out.
Skyfall. By Adele.
Which sounds like every other James Bond theme, but...
I didn't even hear it. It looks good.
It looks very good.
James Bond.
I'm hoping it's more in line with Casino Royale, unless with Quantum of Solace.
Solstice?
Maybe a little
Solace.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64 GoldenEye.
God, I wish we could play that right now.
I wish I had... I
have it on my Wii.
I think I have N64 is still at my parents' house.
I
should bring
it
down.
House.
But you don't have GoldenEye, do you?
I don't know.
That's the best. That's honestly the best game that ever came out for that thing.
A, no.
A, yes.
You know Mario 64?
No.
He's going to say something Star Wars, something
the
Star
Zelda,
Wars bullshit.
The Ocarina
of
Time.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I would disagree with that.
GoldenEye,
I didn't play it.
GoldenEye being tied for second with Super Mario 64. I'll say that.
Super Mario 64 was such bullshit?
A, no.
Look at me,
that.
I could run
no.
around 3D.
I could play that game for like the next 2 weeks straight.
Prove it. See what I did there?
if I had nothing to do and didn't have to sleep.
Love that game.
Anyhow.
Then you feel also like we have
regressed a little bit there.
On the 16th, you have Lincoln coming out. New Spielberg.
That looks also very good.
Yes. I mean,
he's not slaying any vampires, but hey. It's probably Spielberg, not running Daniel down Day some Lewis, horses. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Tommy Lee Jones. It's got
Tommy Lee Jones,
solid yeah. cast.
Tommy Lee Jones kind of weirds me out in that, but.
The hair. Yes. Yeah. I would agree. The hair and the trailers. Then for others out there, there's the new Twilight. I don't give a shit. We'll keep moving.
You're such a liar. You're all about what's his face. Oh, shiny vampires.
And Matt's movie of the month, Red Dawn.
Not Red Dawn? Movie. Like the old Red Dawn?
Yeah, they remade it.
They remade it?
Yeah. With where Thor.
It's been on the shelf
for a
couple
years. Is it
Thor or
is it Thor's brother?
No, it's Thor.
Okay.
It's been on the shelf for a couple years, kind of like Cabin in the Woods where...
Oh, do you buy that?
No, I did not.
Why aren't you going to let me borrow it? You got to go buy that.
I'm waiting for it to be cheap. Maybe like Thanksgiving time it'll be cheap enough.
Yeah, you better. I need to borrow that.
I have not heard great things about it.
Well, how could it possibly be good? Did you see the cast?
Oh, it's got a...
Yeah, you got nothing.
Thor?
Yeah, he played Thor.
Thor. Yeah, who else? With his little...
Is it Magic Mike? Is he in it?
No.
No?
Josh Peck from Drake and Josh.
Oh, yeah. Can I ask a good actor.
Why does Thor spin his hammer? Does that seem just silly?
It seems silly as shit.
Yeah, okay. It's not just me, then.
It's from the comics.
It adds centrifugal force.
It just seems ridiculous. Thanks, guys. Thanks for confirming.
And then you also have Life of Pi.
Which looks super good.
I have no desire to see that.
I read the book, though. Okay. So.
To me, it just looks weird.
Like, it looks like awesome.
Can I watch a movie of...
You want to borrow the book? I have it.
Sure. Guy sitting on a boat with a tiger for 2 hours.
Because they got... Never mind. I'm not going to get into it.
I'll borrow the book. And then, like, the holiday release of that week would be Rise of the Guardians, which just looks freaking weird.
But strangely attractive. You don't think so? That's the one where, like, the badass Santa and stuff, they're going to go fight
Santa,
the boogeyman,
like,
right?
Kung
the
Fu
Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny.
Yeah. They're going to go fight the boogeyman.
It just looks weird to me right now.
Kind of reminds me of Nightmare Before Christmas, but with a weird twist.
But Nightmare Before Christmas just worked, you know?
We should watch that.
You got the visuals for that work, the tone... I don't know. Maybe it'll be good.
I don't think it'll be good. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, it's something to draw families in. It'll meet the holiday market. I like that it's actually being released.
I thought there was a better... When does The Hobbit come out on Christmas?
14th December 14th.
Yep.
It's, you want to know why I know that? Because Shelby's birthday is the night... I'm going to say it right now, but I think it's the night before, the December 13th.
I thought there was a better movie that came out on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Isn't that when Seven Psychopaths comes out?
No. Seven Psychopaths came out last month. In December. I believe it was the same weekend as Argo. It was the same weekend as Argo, so I debated which one to go see. And I went with Argo and was very happy with that decision.
I hate guys all. Oh, Django. That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
Django.
That comes out on Christmas,
December.
Too.
Yeah, that's Christmas.
That Christmas Day.
I'm bringing my mic back down. Microphone, not mic, Earl. Hey.
Yeah,
Christmas
we're
going to
see that on Christmas.
Are we really going
not
to?
Not Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Oh, maybe at midnight.
Yeah. Would you go see it with me
we'll
midnight?
We'll look into it, yeah.
Because we do presents at my parents' house on Christmas Eve. But
yeah,
that
that's
would
when
be
we do
such
it
by
my grandparents, so.
So we'll be up there. Let's go to Cambridge. I'll meet you at your
grandparents,
and I'll say...
Cambridge will have it. You think they're going to have it at midnight on
East
Christmas.
Bethel, fine. We'll fucking go to
you
East
think
Bethel.
They're going to have it on Christmas?
We're going to East Bethel.
Whether they have it or not.
Wait, you don't think East Bethel would have it?
I don't know.
What a bunch of Jews
on
if
Christmas?
They don't.
Well, there would be Jews if they did, probably, but...
I see what you did there. Dreidel, dreidel,
dreidel. Moving on.
And then kind of the crazy news of the week, movie-wise.
Which this will be the news that I said earlier when I was talking about the iTunes thing. They announced it during this crazy news. Do you want me to do it?
Go for it.
I can't do it. You do it.
This is your...
I can't do it.
No? Disney has purchased Lucasfilm, which gives them now the rights to Star Wars, Indiana Jones, the video game lines.
Industrial Light and Magic, yeah. Skywalker Sound, by third party, then THX, I'm pretty sure, which is a pretty big deal. Really, they did it for Star Wars. Yeah. Indiana Jones is going to be a lot harder for them to deal with because there's licensing rights with Paramount.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Spider-Man couldn't come because of Sony when they bought Marvel. $4.05 billion. 100% to George Lucas. They're doing 60% in cash, 40% in stock options, which they will buy out over the next 2 years, which just seems insane. Like, just to fathom that amount of money. But he's one of those celebrities that signed the thing that they said they'd give half their wealth to charity. So half of it's going to, like, some education fund he's setting up, which is cool. Because what is he possibly going to do with $2 billion in his life? And then, Randy's over here laughing. Do you have something to say, sir?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And to me, probably one of the crazier pieces of it is the fact that they're already saying by 2015, you will have the seventh Star Wars movie.
It's because they already got it in the works. They've been working on it for 3 years.
And I've been reading some speculation of what somebody was speculating that
who?
Possibly.
Name your sources.
Well, it was an anonymous source on a website. He was just speculating. He didn't have any proof, but he was talking about a spec that Disney had been kind of touting with... written by Damon Lindelof.
The guy who did Lost?
Did Lost, Prometheus. You know, it's kind of been a hot writer in Hollywood. And directing would be Brad Bird, who's just coming off of Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
What else
did he do?
Done
a lot of Pixar stuff.
Oh, okay. That's why I know.
So.
That makes sense.
You know, they have some project in works that's kind of secretive. So somebody was speculating, like, ooh, could that be it?
I saw that Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher are both known since August.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Why do you keep asking me what? Randy, you have this stupid-ass cheesy grin on your face. Movies. Keep going.
So then they would make the next... episode 7, 8, 9, and then every 2 years after that, a Star Wars movie.
Every 2 to 3 years, plus some live-action ones in the meantime, TV shows, yeah. Whatever. I don't know what's going on with this kid.
Yeah, normally something like that, you would figure there'd be some rumblings coming. You know, like when when Disney bought Marvel, there was some word about that beforehand, so it wasn't an absolute shock. Whereas this one, I suddenly click on the internet and I'm just like, wait, what? And then I had to go and check a couple other websites to see if it was legit.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke at first, for real.
Total joke.
And so I've been reading a lot of positive response to this. I know you are on the other side of that.
Yeah, I don't think this is good at all. It's all bad.
So would
what
you
about
prefer...
Mark Hamill?
What about him?
He's a cool guy. You think he's crying about Star Wars 7?
No, he'll probably be in it. Yeah.
You think so?
I think out of all of them coming back, it'll be him.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And he like we just talked about a second ago, he's known since August. Like, he had lunch with George Lucas. George Lucas told him. And
Have lunch with George Lucas?
He was told not to say anything.
How long do you think... I know I'm going back like 5 minutes ago, but how long do you think this deal has been in the works?
For a while, I bet.
I mean, like $4.5 billion isn't just like... We're just it out.
Like a year ago or so, George Lucas brought in this woman, Kathleen something, and like
Kathleen Kennedy, but she's been with him.
She's kind of he's really taken her under, and he says he's saying that he wants to leave it to be able to be built for another generation, and he wants to leave it in the hand of a younger filmmaking group, and that's why he's selling it to Disney, because essentially this is him retiring, but he wants the movies to be able to live on. And
I think he also kind of wants.
I can't go watch a Star Wars movie and not see the 20th Century Fox thing first.
That's your issue with it?
Well, no.
You need the.
And what do you think it comes right after that? That doesn't even remind you of any other movies.
But still, I mean, that's what's going to ruin the experience for you.
Oh no, it's everything else.
Just bring your headphones in with you and plug them in.
That's just the start.
I'm excited to see what other people do with the property. Pulling like a... I don't know if you'd use J.J. Abrams coming off Star Trek, but he would be the type of filmmaker that I'd like to see doing it. Whether or not it pans out, I think Brad Bird would be a really interesting choice to go with.
Who's the guy that did John Carter? Who is that?
It was another
John...
It was another Pixar guy.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I want to say like... Stantos or something? Stanton.
Yeah.
Something Stanton.
I think he would.
Jason.
I mean, that movie
Well, that was one of the things I said after John Carter. was, it felt more like a Star Wars movie to me than the prequels did.
Yeah.
Is it Jason Stamos?
Are you thinking John Stamos? Stamos?
John Stamos.
Uncle Damn. Jesse yeah. and the Rippers?
Holy hellballs. Uh-oh. That's bad news.
So anyway.
Hey.
But.
My neighbor's here. You want to do a shot with me?
What?
You want to do a shot?
So.
All right, we'll do one of these first.
Like, it'll be myself. Crazy.
Whether or not it's a good thing. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
Yeah.
I think it does have the potential to be good. I think there was no chance that George Lucas was going to do anything again.
Right.
You know, I think he's just been very disenfranchised with it all, with all the negative response.
Indiana Jones 4 was awesome.
I think you're being sarcastic. I'm not upset. Well, I'm not, yeah.
But, it's, I mean, he's made these things that people love. And all he's gotten is ripped for it. So if I was him, I might have just been like, screw you all. I'm going to hold on to it.
That'd have been fine.
You get what I've given you.
That'd have been fine with me.
Why not? But you're also coming from, as we were talking yesterday, the books.
But those are all like under his guidance. Yeah. Like at one point they wanted to kill Luke and he told them they couldn't. Like, and they didn't. Like, that's how much like he still has control over everything. And he's just like, haha, just kidding. I don't care about that stuff.
But it doesn't erase the books though. They're there.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with it.
So.
But anyways.
It'll be interesting to see how it turns out.
We'll find out in 3 years.
And I'm really just excited to see what team they put together to make it.
Right.
No.
But I think with that, we will wrap things up.
Oh, I see what you're doing here.
Before anything else gets too crazy here. As always, you can find what Matt's doing at bleegeek.com/movies. Follow the Point After Attempt at pointafterattempt.com and facebook.com/pointafterattempt. Follow Bleed Geek on Twitter at Bleed Geek. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek. You can send us an email at fans@bleedgeek.com. Or give us a call at 406-794-3357, which is also 406-79-GEEKS. You can follow us all individually on Twitter. Randy is at the Crandall.
At the Crandall with two L's.
Matt is at FowlerFF.
And I've actually done some tweeting recently.
Which is a little insane. I'm gonna tweet. What's your Twitter?
Tolzy15.
I knew it was a part of your last name. Have you?
Oh, he does. I've seen his stuff.
I've seen his work. And I am at Mike037. Do you want to sign off, Randy, or are you just done?
He's going to make his clothes fall off.
So with that,
shut.
We thank you for listening. I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Woo! Matt Fowler.
We thank you for listening, and I don't have the music up.
Go. Stay safe, New York.
That's a good. I like what you did there.
That's my little shout out to everybody.
So, have a good night.
Do it.